Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step. Today I want to talk about six simple things you can do to improve your mental health. Thinking about improving our mental health can feel overwhelming, especially when we're under the influence of negative emotions such as anger, sadness, or anxiety. However, there are a few simple things you can do in the moment that can help. And if you practice these things on a regular basis, you may see an improvement in your overall well-being. So, what are they? One, stop and breathe. As humans, we are under a lot of stress. Our stress levels encourage us to be shallow breathers. Instead of taking deep breaths, we take short, shallow breaths. If we pay attention, we may notice that most of our inhales barely make it past our collarbone. This way of breathing encourages panicky feeling as we're not getting enough oxygen to our brains. It's as if we're hyperventilating. If that's our normal, how should we breathe? Have you ever watched a baby breathe? They naturally tummy breathe, slow, deep, relaxed breaths. Tummy breathing helps to calm the nervous system, which puts the brakes on the flight, fight, or freeze response. You can practice this type of breathing by gently placing your hands on your stomach and inhaling until you feel your tummy rise and fall. If you're interested in practicing your breathing as a way to cope with difficult emotions, we have a meditation breathing download available on our welcome page at LoriBlakey.com. This exercise takes about 20 minutes and includes instructions. Option two, eat something healthy. Are you familiar with the hangover from a greasy, high-fat, calorie-dense meal? I know I am. If I've made a stop at my local fast food palace as a way to cope with negative feelings, I can pretty much guarantee I'm not going to feel better afterwards. Our brains and bodies are connected. There is now a branch of science called nutritional psychiatry that looks at the effect of food on our mental health. Scientists are recognizing the interplay between the mental health and a healthy gut. As when we provide our bodies with healthy nutrients, we're encouraging brain health. There's an article from the Harvard Medical School that explains how eating a diet high in vitamins and minerals and antioxidants helps to increase serotonin levels in the brain. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that helps to regulate sleep, appetite, mediate moods, and inhibit pain. So if you're feeling down, maybe grab an apple instead of a donut. The third option, move. We have known a long time that exercise is a great way to improve mood. There's nothing like a good stomp around the block after an argument. The great thing is that it doesn't have to be a big deal. Just 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week will provide benefits. While 150 minutes might sound like a lot, that's a 20-minute walk a day. And 20 minutes can be spread out over the day. Park the car a little farther from where you're going. Take the stairs when possible. Hit replay on your favorite tune and keep dancing. When we're mindful of ways to increase our amount of movement, it's easy to find that 20 minutes. Number four is enjoy nature. Not only can we add 20 minutes of movement into our day, we can do it outside. While spending time in a forest or at a lake is ideal, the benefit is getting outside. Is there a park or other green space in your area? What about your backyard? A recent trend called forest bathing encourages us to benefit from the healing property of trees. According to a CTV news article, forest bathing movement is all about immersing oneself in the healing properties of trees and plants. It involves simply walking quietly, slowly, deliberately in a forest and taking in the sounds, scents, colors, forms, and the general vibe of nature. The concept is inspired by the Japanese practice of shirin-yoku, which translates roughly to taking in the forest atmosphere. My apologies. My Japanese isn't very good. A certified forest therapy guide quoted in the article stated that studies in Japan and Korea have found that forest bathers, after their walks, have an increased number of natural killer cells, immune system cells, that combat disease and may even help prevent some forms of cancer. The researchers believe that these natural killer cells are boosted when people breathe in the organic compounds called phytocides released by trees. Apparently, forest bathing helps lower cortisol levels, thereby lowering your stress levels. Count is number five. We've all heard the advice of counting to 10 before losing our temper, and for a good reason, it often works. However, sometimes we need more than that. When we get overwhelmed by big emotions like anxiety or anger, our limbic system, or the lizard emotional brain, gets overstimulated. This means that the logical part of our brain, the prefrontal cortex, is not in charge. By counting, which is a thinking activity, we put that part of our brain back in the driver's seat, and we stop the flooding of emotions. While counting our breaths may help, it may be more helpful to count something that's external to us. One suggestion I often give clients is, when needed, look at what's around and find something to count. In a meeting room, count the number of pens or paper clips on the table. In a store, how many items are on the rack or the shelf in front of you. At home, count the number of books on a shelf, spots on the carpet, dust bunnies on the floor. Outside, count trees or cars. We can always find something to count. Finally, option six is talk to someone. One of the signs of depression is self-imposed social isolation. We don't like interacting with other people, so we don't. The more we keep to ourselves, the deeper we fall into our negative thoughts, and the less we want to spend time with others, and the pattern repeats. I'm not talking about the bigger problem of a chronic lack of friends, but turning away from others. Social interaction is important for our mental health. We are social creatures and need contact with others. So make a point of talking to at least one person during your day. Maybe it's the person who makes your coffee or tea, smiling at someone who crosses your path, asking a coworker about their plans for the weekend. It doesn't have to be deep, just a sharing of humanity. This podcast was providing you with six simple ways to improve your mental health. However, if you are dealing with a significant mental health challenge, this may not be enough. If you'd like to get in touch with about what you're experiencing, you can reach me through my website at laurieblakey.com.